Andrew Schneider on KNIA Cable S Radio here with Doug Cutler, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, as we are talking just hours removed from a remarkable day for the Pella Cross Country program. A year ago was special, and today just about every bit is special. Taking first in the both individual races, first place girls back-to-back champions, and the boys were just 6 points away from incredible history against a remarkable Gilbert team. Coach, I know that we wanted the storybook. We wanted, as a community, to have obviously all the first place trophies, but perspective is it was still an incredible day. Coach, your thoughts about how these kids performed and how they culminated a really special season?
No, very, very proud. First and foremost, obviously, congratulations to the other teams who won trophies and had great races. It was a fantastic competition. I think anyone who witnessed the race got to see something pretty special. The girls, back-to-back state championships, really neat, really neat. You know, the thing I kind of shared with them and I've shared with families, the thing as a coach, as you go into a defending situation, is you ask them not to settle, not to, take anything for granted. And so first and foremost, the sport, cross country, is always about self-improvement. It's always about discovering what you're capable of and what your very, very best is. So that's what I asked each and every member of the team to do. Again, we had three members of last year's state team who took that to heart and gave everything they had this year. Two of them raced significantly faster this year than last year and could have easily been part of running today to help us win the state championship, and then we just happened to have seven girls who were a little faster, and they showed that today. I mean, all seven girls under 2:12, I think, was our slowest time today, which is an incredible time. Really, some of the times we ran today I thought were going to be of higher place. It just shows the quality of field that there was in the entire state. Mount Laverne and Lisbon ran a great race. Gilbert ran a great race. But obviously, maybe not our best race of the year, but I think dealing with the elements, dealing with the challenge of the afternoon race, that was a little different. I think we prepared for that well, mentally and physically. Very proud. I mean, they persevered, they loved each other, they supported one another, they believed in one another, and back-to-back state champions sounds really good.
And the boys, as runner-up, I mean, as people listen to that, they weren't there to see the race and just how good Gilbert was and how close it came, even with their incredible race. And 63 points, according to Mike Jay, the voice of everything cross country and track, was the fifth best time in 20 years, score I should say, and Gilbert had the second best. It's just one of those days, Coach, where there was a team that was just a little bit better, and they were a remarkable team, and your guys put a championship effort out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Three guys on the podium again, top 15. Season bests from many of the guys. I think five of the seven guys ran season bests. Yeah, and we closed really well. Scores at the 2 mile, we were behind 17 to 20 points, and then closed super well, finished strong, losing by 6 points. 63 points is an outstanding score. We averaged 16:09, which was 23 seconds average faster than we raced last year when we won it in, quite frankly, better weather. So just super proud of the guys. They worked so hard all year. There's no reason to hang our heads. Gilbert ran a fantastic race. They were the state champions. We were the runner-ups. But I couldn't be prouder of the effort that was made, the preparation that they went through. It was a great day. It really was a fun day. I'm going to look back at this race as probably one of the more epic duels that we've seen at the 3A level. Very similar to our race with Decorah in 2012. There have been some other really, really good races where... Yeah, it's just a marvel to see. And so it was very fortunate and a blessing to be part of that experience.
Let's talk some individual champions, and we'll start with Marissa Faraby, who has had quite the journey this year. Came as the top returning runner from the state meet a year ago. Some injuries, growth spurts, all this kind of stuff that kind of hit her hard early in the season to the point where she's training in a pool. And now all of a sudden she's, hitting her stride about halfway through the year and really turned it on in time to put together an excellent race, especially considering the conditions. Marissa, obviously, that's a lot of pressure, I'm sure, on her shoulders to come in number one preseason. And pretty fun, I'm sure, Coach, to see her come full circle and close number one.
Yeah, she's just a fantastic competitor. She got to race some quality competition throughout the year. I think getting to race people like Piper Messerly and Gracie Foster in the conference. We got to race Sonderman and Rump at the state qualifying, and then of course we knew we'd be facing Sonderman again at state. So that was kind of the the focus of our prep was discussing how we thought that second round would go, kind of making sure we didn't take anything for granted. Again, she really had a fantastic state qualifying race, and there were those who kind of started seeing Marissa as the heavy favorite. And while that may or may not have been true, depending on your perspective, we certainly weren't going to take anything for granted or look at it that way. We knew we needed to talk race prep from scratch and just, you know, what is it that we foresee as the game plan? What do we think that they're going to do? And make sure we're prepared for any situation. So she ran a fantastic race. She was aggressive. You know, she put herself in a great position to start, and then she ran aggressively during the second mile to kind of get a little lead, and then she just took it from there. So super happy for her, super proud. She set the school record, you know, she broke her own school record twice this year. That'll be a challenge in the future as well. She's really running well. Looking forward to what she might be able to do at Nike Cross Nationals, and then just continuing to get better and grow over the next 2 years. She'll obviously be a big part of what we do in the future. I hope right now she just smiles, kind of soaks this in, because she's only the second individual state champion in school history. Tess Roeder won in 2013. So definitely going to set up a meeting so that she can kind of meet her. And Tess has already sent her a text of congratulation and kind of a welcome to the club sort of thing, because that's pretty special.
And we know Marissa obviously has big plans this spring too to maybe get some more hardware herself in those distance races. And let's flip to the other individual champion and coach. It's hard to talk about a story that could be so special while it's being written, but Kanan Dunham put together one of the best races you've probably ever seen from a green and white athlete, and especially considering the conditions, and the sky's the limit for Kanan. And he ran against the defending champion, who was in great shape, and Ethan Eichhorn, was able to beat him at this incredible venue. And I know that you and I are going to be talking about Kanan for the next 2 years, about what he can accomplish. This feels like, as awesome as this championship was, the start of what could be yet to come. It was an incredible race.
Yeah, he's a special young man, not simply because of how well he runs, very much because of who he is, the teammate that he is, the support he gives his, how unselfish he is, just incredible young man. So, the thing that's so unique about Kanan is his ability to adapt to just about any race. If somebody wants to take it out super hard, he can settle in right behind, let them do the hard work, and he looks effortless in his just kind of letting them set the pace and then responding as needed. If a race is going out too slow and he feels the need to get aggressive, he can certainly do that as well. So he's very adaptable. He's very flexible in his racing style. Kind of is the, you know, again, you know, he's just the ideal athlete to adapt to just about any situation, whether it's weather or race tactics or how he is personally feeling. There are times when he'll tell me after a race, I really didn't feel good in that race, and you could not have guessed that based on his performance or how he handled the race. He has the ability to externally produce even when internal strife is going on, which is just a very, very unique quality, especially in a young runner. Again, fantastic race today. Ethan Eichhorn is a fantastic opponent. We kind of thought that would be kind of a duel between the two. Micah Reese really took it out hard today, and I think both Ethan and Kanan took advantage of that, letting him sort of set the pace there at the beginning. I think both of them felt like the pace wasn't super hard, but I think that was because they didn't have to lead it. And Micah ran a fantastic race. Nathan just caught him at the end there. Nathan Vanderwall had a fantastic race as well, finishing third today. So this is a great race. Looking forward to what Kanan can do in the future. Obviously just a sophomore, and he's just continues to get better as he learns more about himself and what he's capable of. And he's still developing. He's a pleasure to work with, and we've got plenty more time to do so.
Here at Doug Cutler, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, head coach of the Pella Cross Country teams. And I know we're getting late here, so we'll try to wrap it up here quickly. But one of the cool things is it's 35 degrees. It's freezing out there. And I try to take in the crowd and how things are. And you have a whole tent still of parents, and not even just parents. Half the team who didn't get to go to state was there cheering on their teammates, and you had people, alumni, Chase Lawman's in the house, right? He has no reason to have to show up, but he came anyway and wanted to be there for his former teammates, Josiah Wittenberg, some of those greats in the past, on top of other community supporters. And cross country obviously is not a marquee sport in a lot of places, but boy, coach, it does feel pretty special here.
Yeah, It's hard to explain. Sometimes it's hard to even put into words this idea of culture. It's the word that gets thrown around a lot. And obviously it sort of starts with our coaching staff and the kids that we work with and what we try to do to cultivate a positive environment for everyone to be a part of. But again, these kids come from such wonderful families. They live in a wonderful community that begins that work of teaching them what hard work is worth and what excellence is. And so, you know, part of it is a product of just the sum of so many things. And then you start to build this history. You start to build this tradition of always being at the state. And so again, alumni know, hold it, Pell is going to be there again. And if I go, I'll get to cheer on my old team and I'll get to see how the torch has been passed and what the foundation I laid is still being built upon. And you know, families who don't have kids in the program anymore still coming and connecting with current parents and saying, here's what it was like when my child was running. And then current parents came to tell them, well, here's what they're kind of doing now and what they've learned and how they've changed. The whole thing just wraps into a wonderful story that I've been very blessed to be part of for 19 years, and will, you know, Lord willing, I'll be part of it for a number of years still.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. You and I will have a season recap coming up after the All-Star meet, by the way, coming up this Saturday for the great seniors that will be coming back. You and I may talk about that too. It's head coach Doug Cutler following another remarkable day for the Pella cross country teams. First place individual champions, both boys and girls. The first place girls back-to-back seasons in the boys with a championship effort and a really solid runner-up. Coach, appreciate all your time and look forward to our season recaps coming up.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Thank you.